Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We fumbled the rollout on this health bill. There are a whole bunch of things about it that are working really well, which people didn't notice because they weren't controversial. So making sure kids stay on their parents' plans until they're up through the age of 25, and making sure that seniors got more discounts on the prescription drugs. There were a whole bunch of stuff that we did well over the first 3 years, but we always knew that these marketplaces, creating a place where people can shop and through competition get a better deal for the health insurance that their families need, we always knew that that was going to be complicated and everybody was going to be paying a lot of attention to it. And we should have done a better job getting that right on day one, not on day 28 or on day 40.
There's the president commenting on some of the problems with the rollout of the Affordable Care Act, ACA it's called, and that's the number one item on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Another hour of the Talk Radio Review. We're into items that were discussed on the News Talk Radio circuit for the week ending Friday, the 15th of November. Let's run down the top 10 topics in talk, determined by the folks at talkers.com. Where else would you go for that kind of information, right? Talkers.com. Go there every day. Find out what's going on in the talk radio industry as the folks at Talkers monitor talk radio programs all across America. And that's how they come up with a list. Here's a, here's the start. Number 10, the military sexual assault bill. Number 9, the sentencing of Whitey Bulger in Boston. NFL bullying case number 8. Immigration reform, number 7. Statin drug study is 6. Iran nuclear talks, number 5. The aftermath of Typhoon Haiyan, number 4. 60 Minutes apology on Benghazi, big deal at number 3. Number 2 is Chris Christie. And what else happened this year in the election cycle? And the ACA is number 1. Host David Bowes said the president's comments about getting insurance companies to extend previously canceled policies doesn't honor the promise he had previously made, despite what some in the Democratic Party and the news media are trying to get you to believe.
This is being spun, and I've seen this 3 times now in the coverage thus far. There's a talking point that some of the mainstream media is already using, that this is the president's effort to honor his promise that you can keep your health care plan. However, I would like to point out 2 things. One, that the president didn't say, if you like your health care plan, you can keep your health care plan for 1 extra year. You won't get that cancellation notice that you got. You're going to get it again in about 9 months. If you like your health care plan, you can lose your health care plan twice. That was not the promise. The promise was you could keep your health care plan, and it was nonsense. He knew it was nonsense. Democrats in the Senate knew it was nonsense. Democrats in the House knew it was nonsense. But they went along with it anyway for ideological reasons. And now they're pretending not to because it's too embarrassing. It was too explicit of a promise. And because of the rollout embarrassment, they're convinced that the stupid, frightened people have not had the opportunity yet to figure out that they shouldn't be upset that their health care plan has been canceled. Now, when they talk about these garbage plans, I want to point out again, you had the pancreatic cancer survivor writing in the Wall Street Journal, describing her plight, describing how that horrible plan ended up paying well over $1 million and was continuing to pay for her catastrophic coverage. And she loved it because it was keeping her alive from a disease that was expected to take her life in 3 months or 6 months. She'd been alive for 7 years. But now she has to make a choice because of this failure to allow insurance companies to continue the plans that they'd been selling and people had been buying and people had been appreciating. Now there's another woman who's come forward saying, hey, I've been being treated for cancer in the same way, and I'm losing my health care plan, and this is not the kind of stress that I need. I don't want to go through what the president wants me to go through. I want to be able to keep the plan that we had planned on. This is exactly why I purchased it. By the way, this is only the beginning. You know, when we find out the impact on employers, we haven't even gotten to that point yet. So White House is saying, this is a fraction of the people being impacted. You got 5% of the people. Yeah, you know, you got 5 million people losing their health care insurance and 27,000 signing up for the exchanges. About 100,000 if you count the state exchanges and everything. Look, since they've delayed the employer mandate portion, we don't know yet. Why would we trust the word of what they say the impact is going to be on employer-related insurance? Why would you believe that? Nothing so far has been the truth when it comes to the individuals. So why would you believe how it'll impact your employer's insurance?
So as we've gotten started with this, let's have more on the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues for you.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Save 20% when you book a room now through December 13th and stay at least two consecutive nights by December 14th. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done. Musicians, you know the best day to get deals on the gear you want is Black Friday. And Guitar Center stores are currently loading up in preparation. But there's no need to wait for the big day. We're kicking off the doorbusters early. It's Guitar Center's countdown to Black Friday. Now through Thanksgiving, score an insane in-store daily deal. As much as 80% off list on vocal mics, headphones, drumsticks, ukuleles, and more. Grab a daily doorbuster available from 10 to 1 in-store only. As Guitar Center counts down to Black Friday.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Wade is fishing on a lake and just realized his car insurance bill is due. Should he A, water ski behind a pair of rainbow trout to the nearest post office, or B, pay his bill from Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Paying your bill on Geico's mobile app takes only seconds. A pair of rainbow trout couldn't tow a full-grown man for more than a couple yards. The Geico mobile app is fast, free, and easier to navigate than a couple of fish.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Talk Radio In Review. I'm Doug Steffen. We move from number 1 to number 10 in this hour, and the number 1 item is Obamacare. Here's host David Cruz talking about the president's latest comments and the criticism that the president's been getting from those in his own party.
President Obama defending the Affordable Care Act, saying he hopes the insurance companies in America will extend the policies because he said, yep, we fumbled it. We fumbled it at the outset. But I have to tell you, he said, we fumbled the rollout on this health care law. I liked the tone, the honesty, though ask me anything you want. He was as open there. He said, let's get real about this. I know he's not happy with it, but he said, I have to take responsibility for this. And you know he doesn't, because he has people under him like Secretary Sebelius. And so you say to me, well, don't call for another change because we need to keep her in place to make this thing work. Well, you know what? There comes a point at which if you're the person in charge and you didn't make it work, you know whether you should be the one to stay. You know that. And in what I call these seasons of change in many different places, Sebelius knows that she's got to go. Here's the other thing. The Democrats were already abandoning the president because they're getting close to their own elections. And they know they're going to face some tough questions from constituents. They're already taking heat. You know, good weather, fair weather friends like that I don't need. When times are good around the president, my gosh, everyone wants to rally around him. When they're not, or when something like this happens, you know, the rats begin to scurry. And I have to tell you, members of the party who are starting to think that they need to distance themselves, and maybe they're being Clinton-esque in the way that they're talking because, you know, Bill Clinton came out, and of course he didn't spare any thoughts of his own. I think more to help Hillary than anything else. But I say this, it's premature and it's ill thought of because you're really biting the hand that has been feeding you. Were it not for a Barack Obama in the White House, there'd be a lot of Democrats who would not be in their positions. And if you want to look at it like that, if you're concerned about your job, you've had a rock star there. Now, there have been people throwing rocks at him, true, from the other side. Now you start? With friends like that, who needs enemies?
Let's get some talk radio caller reaction. This is a montage of callers that we monitored around the country, weighing in on who they think is to blame for the problems with the rollout of the Affordable Care Act.
You know, I blame this on the Republicans, the Tea Party, and John Boehner, because they've been fighting this from day one. They appeal it over 40 times, and by them not being part of the solution, they want to be part of the problem. So they're going to make it a headache for the people. But, you know, they don't realize the reason why their policy is canceled, because this is an affordable act, it's a law. The company has to meet the standards to be approved. So they have to offer them a better package. And, you know, and this is what it's all about. But the Republicans going to fight this to the end, because they are trying to look at this as political game, you know, politics. That's all this is for them.
I blame the press for letting basically letting Nancy Pelosi pass a law without anybody getting to look at it. And we don't really have a health care law. We have a tax law. That's what it is. And to tell you the truth, I didn't mind going bankrupt over health care. But you can't go bankrupt with the IRS. That's the problem with them, you know. And if somebody wants to give me something, actually, I have to want it first. It's not a gift if you don't want it. You know, I mean, I don't want to drink poison, but people are handing out poison.
I think everybody is responsible. The Democrats are responsible for not getting out and testing the thing. And the Republicans have been fighting it tooth and nail since day one. And now they're trying to make like they mad because, you know, it's not going right. And if you didn't put the exchanges in all these states and then they count on the government to put the exchanges up, it's just not fair to the American people if the Republican state's not going to put the exchanges in. And then when it goes bad, the first person they want to lean on is President Obama. It is his fault a little bit, though, because he should have been on top of what's going down on the website. And then everybody will have a chance to enjoy something that's going to be cheaper. And everybody that's talking about their counseling, their policy, that's because they are junk policies. They put these policies out after the law came out. Folks pay a low price. And then when they go to the hospital, they out of pocket for over $1,000. So civilians need to get on her job, too, because everybody is responsible.
I guess the flavor of the day is Bill Clinton, regardless of what his motivation, and I'm sure it's to distance his wife from the Obama administration, which he has already done by resigning as Secretary of State because of Benghazi. And let's be honest here, that things got pretty tough. When she was supposed to testify, she waited 5 months, and then she said, what does it matter at this point? Well, she made it at that point, from September 11th to January when she testified. But anyway, Bill Clinton is telling the truth for once, and he's holding Obama's feet to the fire, and people saying that this is good for us. How come we hate it? You know, nobody ever, they never had a majority of people, even before the thing was passed, that was in favor of doing this, and people forget about that.
Up next, we shift our focus to Chris Christie, 60 Minutes. Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is the talk radio review called The Countdown Show. I like counting up in this circumstance, in this hour. Doug Steffen, number two on this week's countdown. Chris Christie and the analysis paralysis of the election. Here's host Vinny Penn talking to Republican strategist Ford O'Connell about the New Jersey governor, Chris Christie is his name, you know that, how he fits into the Republican Party as a potential candidate for president in 2016.
Can Chris Christie unite the tribes of the Republican Party? My answer is yes, a resounding yes, though I'm running into a lot of opposition. I don't know if you are.
Well, I think that Chris Christie could become the Republican presidential nominee, and certainly he would have a real shot at defeating Hillary Clinton. But right now, his biggest thing is to find a way to make sure that the Republican base, he finds a way to basically get the Republican base on board. And I think what's going to happen here is over the next 1 or 2 years with respect to his term in New Jersey, he's going to try to improve his credentials by basically reforming education and trying to push through another tax cut in the state of New Jersey. In a very similar way to George W. Bush went through the presidential primary by improving his record in Texas.
I'll tell you what, you know, there's a few people, a few colleagues of mine who are big Chris Christie fans, and they were at a time when I wasn't necessarily. He was just full of bluster. He was biting people's heads off at press conferences. For whatever reason, they kind of abandoned him during Sandy, when he did what I think any good governor would do. He accepted the President of the United States' assistance. What else could he do? It's interesting where I took a right and they took a left. When I saw him do that, I saw, okay, this is a guy. And this is a guy who could chew Hillary up and spit her out, unintended, when they debate. And yet, the biggest supporters of his that I know, once he hung out with the President, that was it for them.
What Chris Christie did was great politics, and conservatives in general need to get over that, because at the end of the day, he did what any good governor does. He put his constituents first, and frankly, I think we get a little bit of a obsessive Obama disorder in anything that anybody does in or around the president causes the base to just cringe, and unfortunately, we have to accept the fact that President Obama won re-election and in both times got over 300 electoral votes. We have to stop worrying about President Obama, come together, find a presidential candidate we like, and find a way to articulate a 21st century agenda moving forward. Chris Christie did what any good governor would have done, and it's unfortunate that people get that worked up about it.
The 60 Minutes Benghazi apology, number three on the countdown. Host Jonathan Rush and Kelly Nash talking about the contractor who worked for 60 Minutes, apparently didn't tell the truth about his involvement in Benghazi.
Laura Logan, the mea culpa. That's Latin for my whoopsie. Mm-mm, my bad.
And she's speaking about the British contractor who I didn't know existed until the broadcast, and I felt like an idiot because I didn't know that he was part of the unfolding of the tragedy. But well, then I heard this from Senator Graham.
My request has been going on for a year to talk to the five survivors of the State Department. I never asked for the British contractor. I didn't know he existed.
If he didn't know he existed, then I don't feel so bad.
Well, the FBI knew he existed.
Yeah, he did.
That's, and you know, USA Intelligence knew it that he existed. I don't know what he told the FBI and how different the story is.
Well, he didn't make it to the compound until the next day.
I don't know all that. I mean, I'm reading 400 different accounts today as to what he told the FBI, because the FBI is not saying it, so it's now just speculation as to what he told the FBI. We don't have anything official. Fox News is speculating, CBS is speculating, everybody's speculating. All they know is that it's different than what he told CBS News 60 Minutes, which 60 Minutes program is apparently not even a part of CBS News. I found that out today. I had never heard that. 60 Minutes operates unto itself.
Unto itself?
Yeah, it's an island. Unto itself. It does
I think
not
after the Dan Rather, George W. Bush expose a couple of years ago, CBS News actually detached themselves from 60 Minutes.
Oh, really?
That's how that came about.
Well, they apparently don't share information.
They kicked them out of the building.
And so apparently CBS News warned 60 Minutes months ago. This guy's lying to you. We have sources. And 60 Minutes gave him the bird and said, no, you're not. We'll do what we want. So very reckless reporting from 60 Minutes in spite of their colleagues trying to prevent them. But they wanted the sensational story, and they got it.
The typhoon and Iran are the next items in the focus when the Talk Radio Review will continue for you in a matter of moments.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Doug Steffen back with the Talk Radio Countdown Show and the major hits, the big topics of the week. Week of Friday, November 15th, but you know that because you know where you are and you know where we are. Up to number four in the countdown, the aftermath of the typhoon. Here's host Matt Murphy talking to ABC correspondent Gloria Rivera about the relief efforts going on in the Philippines.
I want to head to Manila in the Philippines and talk to Gloria Rivera with ABC Radio News. That is our correspondent over there, discussing just the aftermath of what the tragedy of this the typhoon that has descended upon them.
Good morning. That's exactly right. It is day six now since the typhoon hit, and we're entering a very worrisome stage in a humanitarian crisis like this one. We do expect stages, and this is the point at which those who have survived this long on their own are going to have a much harder time in the days and weeks ahead unless the relief effort gets up and running and operational, which has been an incredibly anxious process for everyone involved. The good news is today that the U.S. effort was really able to take it up a notch. There were helicopters from aboard the destroyer, the USS Lawson, and a supply ship. They were able to start missions earlier today, ferrying supplies of food and water in Tacloban. That's one of the hardest hit areas. Also, the USS George Washington carrying 21 choppers were able to conduct flight operations. That's a bit of good news in what has been a very, very difficult situation.
And Gloria, any sense on the death toll? I mean, I understand it's very preliminary. We're only into day six. A wide-ranging figure that we've seen from as low as 1,000 to as more than 10,000. Impossible to tell at this point?
You know, I really have to say that when those numbers come out and you hear them as a reporter on the ground and you take a look around you and you go into the air with one of these choppers, which we were able to do, and you get a sense of the scale of this destruction, I had to say putting any number on it at this point is very difficult. I can see why people want to do it, because they want to get a sense, they want to get a hold of this thing. Just how bad was it? But I have to tell you, I think it's incredibly difficult to do. One of the most heart-wrenching things is that many of the locals, there's no localized central operations area headquarters. There's no place that people are hearing about, go here, go to the city hall, go to the school, you'll get water, you'll get food, you'll be able to put your missing relative's name on a list. That doesn't exist now. So we simply have no idea of how many people are out there searching for lost loved ones.
Iran nuclear talks, number five on the countdown. Host Jay Weber with a focus on the problem with this week's nuclear weapons talks in Iran or with Iran.
The nuclear talks with Iran have ended for now and ended without a deal, and that is good news. This after John Kerry was dispatched to the Middle East because the West was so close to an agreement with Iran. And there's no way that John Kerry would have been dispatched to the Middle East had they not been close to, had the thought not been, hey, we're really close to a deal here. And why would I be cheering this? Well, in any other administration, this might be good news that we're close to a deal to divert Iran from going nuclear. Really, Democrat or Republican, in any other administration, I would have viewed this as good news. Because I had some trust in other presidents and other secretaries of state in both parties. I trusted them to know the history of Iran's aggression against the West, to know how dangerous this group of mullahs who run Iran are, to know how any deal had to guarantee Western safety and priority. I would have trusted Albright and Clinton with that. But with this president and with this buffoon of a Secretary of State, this news does nothing other than scare me. And it obviously scared a lot of people around the world. It's sending Benjamin Netanyahu's heart into palpitations. He's saying this could be a mistake of historic proportion. He said any deal that doesn't completely dismantle Iran's nuclear research program is unacceptable. And this program allows Iran to keep doing pretty much exactly what it's doing. It would freeze their nuclear program in place temporarily, then would allow them to resume it once there were just generic promises and assurances that they weren't going to build a bomb or improve the uranium to weapons grade. The only reason Iran is even dealing is because the latest round of economic sanctions against them has worked so well that their country is on the brink of collapse. So why not turn the screws and let them collapse rather than cut some deal that allows them to keep their nuclear program? And apparently that's what the U.S., Russia, China, Britain, France, and Germany want to do. So talks occurred over the weekend, and they only broke down when France, of all countries, which is currently being led by a socialist leader, by the way, France came to its senses and said, we will not agree to a sucker's deal. And I think this tells you how bad this deal was. Because France's foreign minister said, yeah, we're in line with cutting a deal with Iran here, but this deal is terrible. So they are wanting, the French are wanting to cave and still said, well, this, even we can't support this. This occurred as increasing scrutiny fell onto Obama and Kerry here in America and around the world for rushing ahead and even working behind the scenes to soften America's position on Iran. They have been softening their position on Iran all along here, apparently, in the Obama era, even as they talk tough in front of the cameras. So once again, and a duplicity has been exposed. We see a duplicity in this administration that makes it tough for the American people and our allies to trust us.
Up next, statin drugs, immigration, the NFL bullying case. They are all on the way into your brain if you're paying close attention to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. And I guess that's why you're here, because you want to know what's going on, right? More coming up.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Save 20% when you book a room now through December 13th and stay at least two consecutive nights by December 14th. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
Musicians, you know the best day to get deals on the gear you want is Black Friday. And Guitar Center stores are currently loading up in preparation. But there's no need to wait for the big day. We're kicking off the doorbusters early. It's Guitar Center's countdown to Black Friday. Now through Thanksgiving, score an insane in-store daily deal. As much as 80% off list on vocal mics, headphones, drumsticks, ukuleles, and more. Grab a daily doorbuster available from 10 to 1 in-store only. As Guitar Center counts down to Black Friday.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Wade is fishing on a lake and just realized his car insurance bill is due. Should he A, water ski behind a pair of rainbow trout to the nearest post office, or B, pay his bill from Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Paying your bill on Geico's mobile app takes only seconds. A pair of rainbow trout couldn't tow a full-grown man for more than a couple yards. The Geico mobile app is fast, free, and easier to navigate than a couple of fish.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Save 20% when you book a room now through December 13th and stay at least two consecutive nights by December 14th. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
As promised, the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues with me. I'm Doug Steffen, number six on the countdown, the statin drug study. Here's a conversation I had on the Good Day Show with Dr. Ken Kronaus about the effects of the study from the American Heart Association. It could wind up putting a lot more people on statin drugs.
This will have great effect. We're talking big picture, Doug, about preventing the number one killer of Americans, heart attacks, and preventing the number one disabler of Americans, stroke. And the nation's first new heart disease prevention guidelines in a decade were released this week. The American Heart Association, combined with the American College of Cardiology, got together. You get a lot of these ivory tower physicians getting together who are academics who spend their time reviewing the medical literature and then coming up with guidelines that most American doctors do follow, and if they don't, to their peril. And what has happened is the guidelines offer doctors a new formula for estimating risk of heart disease or circulatory disease that includes age, gender, race, and factors such as whether one smokes. And what they've done is we have four new recommendations to when to use these statins. Individuals who have any blockage in the circulation to the heart, individuals with a bad cholesterol LDL greater than 190, such as those with what's called familial hypercholesterolemia, big mouthful, and individuals with diabetes age 40 to 75 with a bad cholesterol between 70 to 189 is the third group. And then this is where so many people are going to be advised statins, those people who are between 70 and 189 with their LDL but have a 7.5% or higher risk in the next 10 years of getting circulatory disease, and the doctors were given this big fancy new formula to figure this out. So this is going to affect up to about a third of the American population of adults are going to be indicated to get on a statin. And no longer are we advised to pick a number, so-called treating to targets, either get your bad cholesterol LDL down to 100 or down to 70. The advice is to just get it down at least less than 50% of what it was, and just to use a medium to high dose of the most aggressive statins, either the Lipitor, which is in generic, or the Crestor, which is not yet in generic.
Immigration reform number seven on the countdown. Host Jack Tomchak with Ben Cruz talking to former INS agent Mike Cutter, about the status of the immigration bill in Congress.
The issue that has been in front of the American people for the last month has been Obamacare. But it seems like the White House and a number of Senate Democrats and some members of the Republican caucus out there in Washington want to move forward on immigration reform. What is the status of immigration reform in Washington?
Oh, goodness, that's a great question. You know, I've done a bunch of congressional hearings on this. By the way, I've given comprehensive immigration reform a different name that I think is more honest and descriptive. It helps people understand the issue better.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I've come to call it the Terrorist Assistance and Facilitation Act.
Okay.
And the reason being, and in fact, Senator Sessions from Alabama liked it so much the last time they tried in 07 that he quoted me from the floor of the Senate using that phrase.
See, I would call it the buy off segments of the population so they'll vote for us act.
Yeah, and that's, but I got to tell you, I think that's wrongheaded.
Okay.
Unless the American people are even dumber than I thought.
Well.
And I'll tell you why. The idea that we would provide lawful status to aliens who violated our borders and our immigration laws. And by the way, it's not just about the Mexican border. We hear so much about the Mexican border. Mm-hmm. And the Mexican border is important. And everyone says, Mike, do we need to have a fence on the border? And my answer is a fence on the border is kind of like a wing on an airplane. Without the wing, the airplane won't fly.
Sure.
But the wing by itself goes nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to secure that Mexican border, but we are a country of 50 border states. Any state with a seaport or an international airport is as much a border state as are the states to be found along the northern or southern borders.
That makes sense.
And let's remember why we have immigration laws in the first place. If you had to boil it down to a little mission statement,
mm-hmm.
protect innocent lives and protect the jobs of American workers. And how in the world do you reward people who evade the inspections process designed to keep out aliens with dangerous communicable diseases,
mm-hmm.
those who suffer mental illness and are violent or sex offenders, convicted felons, human rights violators, fugitives, war criminals, spies, terrorists, people who would become a public charge, or people who by working would displace American workers and or lower the wages and working conditions of America.
Number 8 on the countdown, the NFL bullying case, still getting a lot of attention, mostly on Sports Talk Radio. Here are sports host Jimmy Cefalo and Manny Munoz talking to legal analyst Adriana Scott about the NFL asking the Miami Dolphins owner to hold off on any attempts to talk to Jonathan Martin.
Would it be recommended that Stephen Ross, the owner of the Dolphins, meet with Jonathan Martin?
Well, it depends who you ask. Obviously, there are reasons that Mr. Ross would want to have such a meeting. I'm sure part of the purpose of that meeting is to hear from Mr. Martin himself what the allegations are.
Right.
Maybe perhaps start to float the idea that that he and the team could come to a potential resolution before and if this thing continues to move forward before any type of action is brought.
Right.
From the league's perspective, it would not be advisable, and I think that's why you saw the league reach out to Mr. Ross, ask him to hold back
mm-hmm.
and not get involved before at least Ted Wells, the league's investigator, has had an opportunity to meet with Martin and hear the story from him.
Right. I get it. There are certain things that happen here that are unusual. There was Richie Incognito who talked last week on Fox Sports, who claimed that he's got emails from Jonathan Martin that there are text messages that may be reflective of the kind of relationship they had in that similar language may have been used. Would that mitigate the idea of any court looking and saying, well, Mr. Martin, you were not bullied? Seems like you were doing the same thing on the other side.
Absolutely. And that happens more often than you think.
Hmm.
It is incredibly relevant when you have an allegation of harassment because part of, by definition, harassment is an unwelcome conduct.
Right.
And Mr. Martin would have to show that he found the conduct offensive. If he is engaging in the same behavior, using the same language, and there is evidence that that's really how these two interact with each other, it really hurts Mr. Martin's credibility and claim that he found this offensive, that this was an unwanted form of communication between the two of them. So I think that's actually a critical piece to this story,
right.
If Richie can come forward with evidence of that.
Right.
Adriana, does it matter if this harassment or the emails, text messages, whatever, happened outside of the workplace? I mean, I know companies can get sued for sexual harassment between employees if they're in a bar that has nothing to do with their workday.
It can be very relevant. If the relationship began in the employment arena and is now spilling over into the player's private lives, it's still relevant, and it would still come under this umbrella of an employment issue.
Mm. Boy, it, you know, there are so many questions here involving this circumstance and how unusual it is. I guess it's also unusual in that it's playing out in front of the in a national conversation. These things are usually very quiet, aren't they?
Absolutely. I think that that is what sets this apart from most of the employers in the country, is that just the incredible scrutiny that the NFL is under and has really turned this into not only just an employment law issue, but also a PR issue. I mean, really, the Dolphins, Incognito, Martin, they all should be in crisis management mode, because that's really more what this is about, honestly, than the employment law
piece. Right. Up next, the Whitey Bulger case and the military sexual assault bill. That's next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Doug Steffen here. Let's get to number 9 on the countdown, the sentencing of Whitey Bulger. Host Tom White and Mike Montecalvo report on the multiple life sentences handed down this week to Whitey Bulger.
Judge Denise Casper began the hearing by listing off the names of those Bulger was convicted of killing, noting there were many others who were hurt by his reign of terror.
James J. Whitey Bulger, dressed in an orange prison jumpsuit, stood motionless as the judge gave him 2 consecutive life sentences plus 5 years.
The hell with him. You know what I mean? He's hurt so many people. He's done so many ratty things. You know, the next time I want to hear anything about him is hopefully he's dead.
Bulger's younger brother, John Jackie Bulger, was the only one of his family to be there for sentencing day.
Moving forward, we still have a battle.
Several family members say they plan to pursue civil suits against Bulger and others, including former FBI agents who they say used Bulger as an informant while allowing him to commit heinous crimes.
Truth is always a worthy cause, and that's how we believe. We believe very strongly in the truth. We haven't heard a lot of that.
Many family members here at federal court in Boston wanted to see Bulger given capital punishment, but that wasn't an option because the crimes Bulger was charged with predate the 1990 federal death penalty law.
So I say you stick him in a cell and shut that damn door and never hear from him ever again.
While Bulger will appeal, the sentencing was a momentous step for those who have been waiting decades for justice, a moment marked by 2 simple words.
While the federal death penalty was off the table in this trial, Bulger isn't out of the woods yet. He still may face state charges in Florida and Oklahoma, where murders he ordered took place. Both states have the capital punishment.
Now, the judge ordered that Bulger pay $19 million in restitution to the families. I guess the big question, are they ever going to see that money?
Well, it's kind of hard to say. I mean, as we know, they found a little more than $800,000 in his California hideaway. But a lot of people feel that after making tens of millions of dollars from a criminal operation, that money's got to be somewhere. And this opens the door for them to lay claim to that money.
And the number 10 item on the countdown, the military sexual assault bill. Here's host Jim Forsythe talking about Senator Ted Cruz taking on the military over the way they handle cases of sexual assault.
Senator Cruz is taking on the fight against the U.S. military over the way the U.S. military prosecutes, investigates, and sentences suspects that are suspected of sexual assault. Senator Cruz has signed on with a Democrat from New York, a senator named Catherine Gillibrand, to support a bill which would strip the U.S. military of all authority to investigate allegations of sexual abuse among active duty members of the military, to prosecute and to sentence and to oversee the sentence of those individuals. Cruz's bill that he is sponsoring along with Senator Gillibrand would create a special civilian review panel which would be responsible for taking over all prosecution of any allegation of sexual assault, sexual abuse, or even sexual harassment that arises in the ranks of the U.S. military. As you can imagine, the military brass is not in favor of this, as are a lot of the rank-and-file members of the military. There's no doubt that sexual assault in the ranks is a serious problem. Over at Lackland Air Force Base, over the last decade or so, where military training instructors were charged with taking improper sexual liberties with recruits. But the whole idea of taking this matter out of the chain of command really, really bothers people in the military. Because obviously you can't have a situation where the sergeant says to the private, take that hill, private. And the private says, well, you know something? I think I'll talk to an independent civilian review panel before I decide whether or not I'm going to follow your orders. One thing that really bothers people like Senator Cruz and Senator Gillibrand is the fact that post commanders now have the ultimate authority to throw out or reject sentences by court martials. Theoretically, the post commander at Fort Hood could have set Nadal Hassan free to go, give him back his major's oak leaf cluster, and said, you know something, all is forgiven. A lot of people are bothered by that, but people who are concerned about maintaining the integrity of the chain of command say that is the only way that you can continue the command structure, which is the U.S. military. This is a very, very difficult battle. I think Senator Cruz is not going to win this one.
All right, so let's recap where we are with the top 10 this week. At number 10, the military sexual assault bill. At number 9, the sentencing of Whitey Bulger. Number 8, NFL action and the NFL bullying case. Number 7, the discussion or dismissal, really, of the immigration reform package. Statin drug study, number 6. Number 5, the conversation about Iran's nuclear talks. Number 4, the aftermath of the typhoon. Number 3, the 60 Minutes Benghazi apology. Chris Christie and the post-election analysis, number 2, and at number 1, the continuing rollout criticism of Obamacare. As we've gone through the talkers charts for the week of November 11th to 16th on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, copyright 2013, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay, sound and recording.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.